What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. This is something different here because I don't have a rapper up here. I don't have a singer. I don't have a dancer. I'm not even going to call him a boxer. I ain't going to say MMA. He's an athlete because let him know your name.
Yeah, man. It's the one, the only James the Beast Wilson, man.
James the Beast. But what are you, though? What do you call yourself?
Man, just a professional athlete all around. I've done professional MMA, Bellator, UFC, professional Muay Thai, professional kickboxer, and right now current professional heavyweight boxer.
Heavyweight boxer, American heavyweight boxer. Because you know that makes a difference.
Yeah, American boxing.
We done had different champions. The only thing I do like about the heavyweight division, it has really been a world thing. We done had, from Max Schmeling, we done had, different people from different part of the world.
For sure.
How you get into fighting? Because you're a fighter.
Right. Just by nature, man. That was just part of, that was part of the custom, part of the norm growing up.
Gotcha.
I mean, I'm from South Central, And that's what it was. That was the way of life, But I never had in my mind, when I get older, I'm going to get into this. I want to be a fighter. I'm going to be this world champion. That wasn't my thing. I was more so on a survival tip. Figuring out, just how a nigga go eat and where he go lay his head. But sports, playing football and whatnot is what led me ultimately into getting into fighting. And it was just, I go back to like the old Kimmel days of street fighting, That was one of my guys who was I could do this shit too, man. When I'm done playing ball, I'm going to go in there and get in this ring and see what these hands about.
So did you have the mindset of after I finish football, I'm definitely going to fight?
Yeah. I was going to let football take me as far as I could. And it came to a point where, my passion kind of wasn't the same. I got a tryout with Chicago Bears. Man, they brought me in as a free agent. And I was just like, I want to do something different.
What position would you play?
Running back. Running back, but they wanted to move me as an outside backer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, it was time to do a transition. I was like, why not do it, man? This shit was hot right now. UFC was booming, so I went in there and did my thing.
What's your record on there?
In boxing?
No, UFC, MMA.
I'm 5-2.
5-2.
Kickboxing, 16-2. Yeah.
So the two, do you sit there some days like, yo, I lost twice, man. Like, I can't believe. Like, how did you lose?
Yeah, for one, it's crazy. Like, people that know me be like, damn, how the hell did you ever lose?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But all those losses, those two losses were both decision losses.
Oh,
and
they
were went to points where, niggas want to pop shot, run around, and, where I should have just pulled the trigger.
And finished it.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So, that's kind of what.
So you never got submitted or you? Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Okay. No, never been hurt, never hit the canvas, Ain't never been nothing like that. And quite frankly, man, like one of them joints, I'm fighting in another country, fighting that country's hometown, their champion. And because I didn't finish it, it wasn't going my way.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, got you.
That's how that play out, yeah.
Got you. So, Muay Thai, that's the
The art of eight limbs.
That's the the kneeing, right?
You grab it, you knee the hell out of it. Yeah.
You be seeing like little 4-year-olds with the thing tied around their head, kneeing the hell out of people.
Getting with it. Yeah.
That's crazy. So when you say you want to be a fighter,
right?
What technique do you take initially? Because I know you have Taekwondo, you have Muay Thai, you have Jiu-Jitsu, you have different, and then even the Gracies made up some old different style of fighting.
Yeah.
So how did you? What was your style?
So initially, my itch going in was Kenpo karate.
Okay.
Because I like throwing hands. I started off on Kenpo and then branched into kickboxing and then Muay Thai and boxing. But my base, my discipline was Kenpo karate.
Got you. So when we growing up, I used to watch the karate movies, the Five Deadly Venoms and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And was you influenced by them karate movies?
Oh, too? Yeah, come on. Yeah. All them joints back in the day. Bruce Lee, you know what I'm saying? Jim Kelly.
Man, they gonna stone me. I never was big on Bruce Lee, though.
No?
Nah, I never was big on Bruce Lee because I love the theatrics of the Shaw Brothers movies. I love the you see how he studied the style, and he's watching the grasshopper. I love that. Bruce Lee just knew how to fight already. I'm like, yo, but where did he learn? Like,
they didn't show the
the growth process. Because remember the karate movies from the Shaw Brothers and those style movies, it was always a lesson of you got your ass kicked a few times, or you was avenging somebody's death, so you had more incentive to learn how to fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I did like Bruce Lee. The lead up. Yeah, exactly. Because he had Jim Kelly, and it was like this dude, black dude with an afro, kicking people. Yo, I love that. So, who was your biggest influence? Let me guess. But you say.
My biggest influence. You know, I look at people like, of course, Mike Tyson. People like Walter Payton, man. These are guys who was, you know.
Sweets.
Yeah, man. Who were one of the best in what they did, and their work ethic was just crazy, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the type of people that I look at, man. Kobe, you know what I mean? Work ethic, tremendous, man. Like, and that's why they reached the level that they reached, man.
So you on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Who was the biggest influences on that side? Because I'm from Brooklyn, so you know mine is going to be Mike automatically.
Right.
We got Bernard King. We got people that's from Brooklyn that, you know, even, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like certain people's from New York. So
from the hometown.
Right, who was it on that side growing up?
You know what, growing up, man, like, again, I was in a situation, man, where it was me for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I came up homeless. You know what I mean? You be surrounded by gang banging and death and whatnot. So a male figure, I didn't have one of those growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The streets was my male figure. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately for a lot of kids who's growing up in the inner city and single parent homes, man, they got to learn through life itself.
Mm-hmm.
And they say life is the best fucking teacher, man.
Yes, yes, you know? Yes.
And that's just kind of, you know, just developed through the streets. You know what I mean?
Got you. So you on the, what was your first... You did you ever do the street fighting thing?
No. Not you know, for money.
Not the
you
Kimbo thing?
Yeah. When you just had to get it out on GP.
Yeah. You was on one of them 3 o'clock. I'm a 3
right.
After school. You go to the classroom, look at the window, 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah. So you what's your record like in the streets, though? You ever took a L in the street?
I've never lost in the street.
Never. No, like it ain't gonna be nobody to come on and say, yo, in 1987, yo, I whooped. You never lost.
Oh. No, nobody's gonna come. Nobody's gonna have that story to tell.
You know what I mean?
And that don't mean I just smashed everyone, but I never got my ass whooped.
So, what I always wanted to ask a professional fighter, when do you turn, and how do you turn the aggression off?
You know what? It's, man, it starts, for one, it starts in the gym during camp. You know what I mean? That's when it starts. That's when the buildup starts. You know what I mean? You start dialing in. Nigga, ain't no sex. You're fighting every day. You're running every day. It's doghouse. Nigga, testosterone is up. You angry and you just ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as far as like fight day, once them hands is wrapped, you locked in.
So outside of the camp.
Right.
When you're going down the street and somebody say, yo, Beast, I'll fuck you up. How do you say, I keep him up? How do you get out the mind frame of, like, not saying, yo, I will bash your whole face? How do you keep it moving?
You know what? Really, man, I laugh, bro. Like, it really be funny. And for one, like, I'm a martial artist at base, first and foremost. And, you know, we very, you know, we humble. We, you know what I mean? We show a lot of humility and respect. So it's like, nigga, I know what I do to you right now.
You know what I'm saying? Just so don't just come, like, in his box.
Yeah. So you just kind of laugh it off. Like, yeah, okay. I never had that happen yet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so, man. I mean, hopefully I never do.
You in New York, too, so.
Yeah.
Idiots out here.
Hey, just, all I'm going to say is just don't touch me and we're going to be all right.
Yeah. Say what you want from
Right.
So you said in camp, I never understood this. I always want to ask a professional boxer, no sex during camp. Why not?
Because
you lose his testosterone?
Your test levels go down, your legs get weakened. And, you know, as a fighter, man, the main thing you need is your legs. You know, that's your power. That's your punch, them hips, them legs. So you really just got to lock in. Ain't no women, ain't none of that.
So does that really add to the freak of nature of a Mike Tyson and Mayweather? Because they said they be busting ass and all that, and they still go out there and fight. Like, because you think about it, like, I could not picture Mike Tyson at his most undisciplined, richest point in his life, saying, "I'm not smashing nothing. I'm chilling."
Yeah,
he was him and Mayweather was like, "Yo, I do whatever." Yeah,
I don't know what part in his career.
Uh huh.
Because I know earlier, like the earlier Mike, like, "I'm not fucking. I'm yeah, angry. Yeah, yeah, I don't, yeah, 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 I mean, yeah, so, yeah. But." I personally wouldn't recommend it. But each his own.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
I think Ali one time said he smashed before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he actually felt good. Yeah. So to each his own. I mean, you
Ali
know.
Ali had a lot of beautiful women, man.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So, boxing, the heavyweight division right now is back.
Yeah, it's on the rise.
It's been some years.
Right.
We got a American heavyweight. And Deontay Wilder.
Mm-hmm.
And people be calling him Dante and all that. Pronounce the man's name right, man. Yeah. I don't want to say who called him Dante because I don't want to get my ass whipped by Mike Tyson. Nah. I was calling him Dante. I'm still scared of Mike Tyson. I would be scared of Mike Tyson. I don't care if he's 89 years old.
Because
I know he's
sure. still.
And you know what's funny about Mike is that he's still kind of agile because I seen you and him have an interaction.
Yeah.
He was showing you some moves.
Right.
What is it, before we get into the heavyweight division, what is it like for Mike Tyson to say, nah, don't do this. Do this like this.
Man, ain't no better teacher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is literally a living legend. You know what I mean? And to have him, like, he watched me fight and to see his reaction, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, nigga, that's you?
Yeah.
You kind of look like me. Now do a little bit like this. Like,
Man,
that's priceless, man.
Yeah.
It don't get no better than that. And I'm going to tell you, man, he hit me in the shoulder a little bit, man. That shit still hurt.
So I'm saying, I know he still got it.
Yeah.
It hit you by, not even with force, right?
Yeah, just showing the move. Like, all right.
He still was fast. I seen him. Man. I'm like, yo. But that's something that he was trained to do his whole life.
Right.
You know what
every
I'm saying?
Day, 12,
all
every day,
day, all day.
Yeah, like he ain't losing that, man. He could still come do some damage.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't want to see him in a dark alley.
Yeah.
So when he because I know boxers, when you get into the ring, sometimes your instinct kick in and your trainer might be telling you one thing.
Right.
How much is of a person like Mike? How much of his influence will you take into the ring with you?
You know, it's funny because a lot of people compare me. To him, you know what I mean? But I got my own style.
My style
is my style. It just so happened that in the heavyweight division, he was the shortest man during his time. Right now, I'm the shortest man in the division. You know what I'm saying? And we're explosive. We're small. Uh-huh. We're aggressive. You know what I mean? And that's just what works for us. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely my own style, my own fighter. But it's a lot of similarities that we do.
Okay.
I'm in a very aggressive fighter. Like, I ain't trying to be here 10, 12 rounds.
Nah, yeah, I'm trying to go home.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to get in, get out. Yo, where we going after? You know what I'm saying?
And so, I don't trust these judges.
Yeah. We got to finish
the job.
You
already experienced that.
I've already experienced, man. So we ain't trying to have that again. So, yeah, no, for sure. But definitely, man, Mike, before any one of my fights, I always watch his footage.
Which is it a particular fight?
I go through all of them, man.
Okay.
I go through all of them. The whole highlight reel, man. Yeah.
I can't even know. What is your favorite Mike Tyson fight, though?
Damn, what's my name? You hit him with the overhand. Nigga just folded. I know you know what I'm talking about.
What, the dude with the afro? With his afro shook? Not
yeah,
that one.
He had like a little short high top. He was trying to box. Mike cut him off, hit him with the overhand. He just folded.
But he didn't have this is before the black short, Tyson, all right? This is earlier? Or
This is probably like, this is still in the 80s.
Yeah. I think 80s. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. But it was just like, he stalked him down because he was trying to box and run around like what most of these tall heavyweights do now. Cut him off, bang. It was over.
You know,
man.
What? I like all of Mike Tyson fights. One of my favorite fights with him was Andrew Gallada.
Galata.
Because I thought Galata was going to beat him. Galata.
Did you?
Because Galata, besides the low blows,
he
whooped Riddick Bowe ass twice.
Yeah, he was on Riddick.
He was whooping Riddick Bowe ass. It's just the low blows got him disqualified.
Right.
So
right.
I was scared for Mike. I ain't going to lie. Every Mike Tyson fight, I always be nervous.
Yeah.
I always be like, damn, Mike. Yo, you can't lose. So when he hit Galata, and Galata was like, nah, I never got hit like that. I quit. Remember Galata quit?
Yeah.
And we was just like, I was like, yeah, Mike is back.
I remember that. Duva was in his corner like, yo, you about to embarrass yourself.
Don't do this. Duva's like, don't do this. Yeah, Lou Duva.
He wasn't no more parts of that.
Yeah. how does it feel to be compared to somebody who's still here, somebody that you can talk to, somebody who's mentored you in instances? How does it feel? Do you feel the pressure or is it like... We'll see.
I mean, it's always going to be pressure because people going to be looking for that They go looking for that every time I step in the ring.
Like, you went three rounds with him. You ain't no Mike.
Right, right, right. But, like, how many of y'all have been in the ring? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It, you know. However, yeah, I got the skill set to do that every time I do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the pressure's going to be there, but all I could do is go in there and do what I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And usually when I do what I do, it'd be the same outcome.
Yeah,
so,
the same.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked Mike to formally train you? Is it possible?
I haven't. I haven't. That would be dope. I don't know if the time would allow him, but that would definitely be dope.
Because what would he do? Like, he would have to say, come to camp where he at, and like, how would it work?
Man, I go wherever he tell me to go. I'm like, what you want, champ?
Yeah. When you win the belts, do you keep them even after you lose?
No,
you get like a replica?
Yeah, okay. Because you were still the champ.
Gotcha. Because I always wondered. I'd be like, how you selling a belt? So when Joshua leaves with them belts after beating Ruiz, Ruiz has belts at home? Or
yeah, but he's not the champ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah,
just
he was,
it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
How do you avoid the pitfalls of the stardom of being the heavyweight champion of the world when that happens?
Yeah. You know what? It's crazy. Like, a lot of stuff is about timing too, man. Like, it's right there. I'm next up.
Okay.
But if it would have happened earlier, who's I probably would have fucked it off.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. And definitely one of the main things is being surrounded by a good group. You know what I'm saying? Having a good team behind you, a good core of people, you know what I'm saying, that you can trust. That's gonna hold you accountable, have your back, you know what I'm saying? Be genuine and go hold you down, man. So that good team is for sure definitely a must.
So how do you avoid the I just made $30 million. I just want to go buy shit. How do you avoid that? Do you buy shit and get it out, or do you say I'm a chill?
Yeah.
Like, or is it you don't know yet?
No, for me, see, I got three kids.
Okay.
So I got three boys. So first and foremost,
who's always training and fighting with you?
Yeah, exactly. So my mind says, first and foremost, before anything for myself, they straight. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm putting shit away for them and making sure that, you know, when they older, they secure, they set. You know what I'm saying? Because they probably don't have to do the same journey I'm doing, and they might not want to. You know what I'm saying? So
it look like they want to already.
Yeah, they do.
But
just in case, man, they'll be secure. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So definitely, I'm not one to just go out and splurge and fuck shit off, man. Shit gotta be strategic.
So let's talk about the heavyweight division right now. We have the big names out there, which still should have been Ruiz, in my opinion, but he squandered that opportunity.
Right.
But he did what he had to do the first time.
Right, right.
In that situation, when you looked at the rematch, technically, what was Ruiz doing wrong?
Or
what was Joshua doing right? Was it more of Joshua just did the right thing, or is it a combination of both?
I would say a combination of both.
Okay.
For one, AJ lost, so he had to make the adjustment.
Got you.
Which is what he did.
Yes.
He got on his bike, started boxing, throwing a jab and moving. So he played his game right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ruiz, he should let his hands go more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just standing there outside, long range, and AJ's 6'6", 6'7". So he's standing there right in line of fire.
Mm-hmm.
He never moved. He didn't use his feet. He didn't try to slip or get under jab. He just stood there and chased and followed the whole time instead of cutting him off.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't cut him off when you're getting hit with the jab.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So he needed more head movement, more footwork, and closing the gap.
What? How much was his weight a factor, do you?
Because
I think a lot of us make a big emphasis on his weight, but obviously he's always been a heavy dude.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like,
and whipped ass. Heavy,
right.
But he came in 20 pounds heavy.
Yeah.
Though.
But at the same time, I mean, he still got fast hands.
Yeah.
His hands is his hands regardless of the weight.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that really played a part because he never pressed the issue.
Yeah.
So we didn't see him get tired. We didn't, because he never pressed them. So, I mean, maybe mentally that played a part. Like, damn, I don't want to waste no gas because I might get tired. So...
Yeah.
At the end of the day, man, you got to prepare. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might go 12 rounds.
Yeah, be in shape for that, just in case. Yeah. So, we got AJ's the champ. Is Fury still a champ?
Lineal champ.
What does that mean? Thank you.
That means
please.
He was the champ. He had the belts, but through technical reasons, they stripped it away from him. So that's why he never got beat, like an Ali situation. Yeah,
where Ali got his
never lost, but commission's taking him away for whatever reason, whatever you did.
Man, you ain't the champ.
Right, right.
You ain't lose, but you ain't the champ no more. I don't want to hear no lineal. We ain't going to make no... Did we ever call Ali the lineal?
Nah. Exactly. Nah. So you ain't got it no more. You ain't got it.
You ain't got no belt. So what titles do Joshua have?
Joshua got everything except the WBC.
So that's what Deontay has.
Which is... That's kind of like the main... The you want that green title. Belt. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. That's the one to have.
So what is it? IBF?
WBO. WBA. WBC.
I know sometimes they be having like a Ring Magazine belt.
Ring Magazine, they got that too. Usyk got that, who is now in the heavyweight division.
Wow.
It's a bunch of different belts.
I remember when the WBO was like, it wasn't a big belt, but the WBA always was the big belt. Now WBO is up there. How does that work? Is it different commissions for each belt? Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Yes. So, I mean, basically, once you got a certain number of fights and whatnot, you could be in line to be able to contend for a title.
Got you.
And that's all that has to be approved by the commission.
Got you.
Like, right now, so I got 9 fights. AJ got 20-something fights. Commission wouldn't even approve us to fight. Even if I could whoop his ass right now.
They wouldn't even approve
that fight, so.
How many you got to get to?
I mean, you got to hit a 10-rounder, so usually about 12 to 15 fights.
So, being that you only have 9 fights, are you... do you do the full rounds or do they do give you like you still on them 6-round fights?
6. Oh, I'm on 8 now.
8 now.
So I'll do a couple of 8 and a 10 and then, yeah, I mean, that'll bump up the ranking and then, I mean, whoever's available, I'll have the opportunity to be considered to fight.
So you have 9 fights. I'm hearing that you done signed on to fight people and they just ain't show up.
Yeah.
What is that all about? Like, so how does that work? You meet and you say, yo, the 13th, I'm whooping your ass. And you sign contracts in a year, and then they be like,
nah,
I ain't coming.
It's been a couple of times like that. They'll sign a contract that for whatever reason, they get hurt, quote unquote, you know what I'm saying? Or
I broke my back, it's spinal.
Right.
My back is broke. Yeah.
So, I mean, be all type of stuff. I don't ask them questions. I'm like, all right, well, you go get a replacement? You know what I mean?
And then the replacement comes?
Wow. There's been one time where I show up to the fight, we weigh in, and we come fight day. Pre-fight, we show up, and the promoter's like, yo, what are you doing here? Your opponent went home. He left.
Wow.
So they got the first thing smoking. This is after weigh-ins and sign cat, like, so,
so you get your money or you don't even
you don't get paid.
And you was in camp training.
So you waste the money, you waste all this time and
And
no fight. Yeah, that happens a lot. People who don't box, they don't understand all the shit that goes on behind the door.
That's what I was wondering. So who's out there, like, so you gotta get to the 10 rounders to be able to call some of these big guys out.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Yeah,
but they I'm pretty sure they hear your footsteps somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my boy, AJ's my guy. He called me in for camp twice. One when he was supposed to fight Jarrell Miller before they switched it, and then his last one for Ruiz. So, I mean, the top 10 guys know
to
who
be a
I
sparring
am.
Partner.
Yeah, yeah, to help them get ready for that fight. So
all right, explain to me a sparring partner. How do you not go in there and just completely fuck him up?
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, look, because on some... Right. So is in sparring, are they saying, I need you to help me do this, so emulate this? Do they tell you that?
Right.
So you can't go fight your fight?
No. Okay. No, you there, like, if I'm going in, I'm here to help you prepare for this guy.
Got
So I want to give you the same look that this guy is going to give you, you know what I mean? You. So you got to kind of put ego aside, everything, and look, bro, I'm going to help you.
Yeah, for sure. Cause I know you go in there. So did you ever spar with him?
Well, for Miller, that whole situation where he pulled out. So it was a totally different look. So they're like, we need a different look now since it was Ruiz, which is it would have been better using me for the Ruiz fight than Miller.
Yeah, yeah.
And then his last joint, I don't know. They just end up going with somebody else. But
so you did spar him before?
No, we never ended up linking up.
Never sparred.
Yeah.
Oh, because the Miller situation, I think he tested positive for.
Yeah, so they switched the whole opponent. Right. So it was like, all right. Yeah.
Got you. Oh, so they was going to use you for Miller. Then
to replicate fight, Miller. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So Miller probably be like, you can't replicate me. What is a banned substance? I'm confused. Because, you know, when we hear that, the commenters be like, oh, he's sniffing coke or something like that. Right. Like, what is it?
See, people assume banned substance with, first thing, I think is any type of steroid.
Got you.
But there's stuff you can take over the counter that's a banned substance that's on a list. It's a big old list.
Wow.
And it's a bunch of stuff on there. You could take a pill from CVS and whatever's in that pill that potentially could come up, like, oh, you were doing. So you can get popped for a lot of different stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So Canelo with that. He ate some meat in Mexico. Come on, man. Come on, man.
They said the cat.
Come on, man. Hey. Come on, man.
Yeah, I know. That was.
Come on, man. I might have been born that night, right, but it wasn't last.
From the meat, though.
And he's, yeah, exactly. Right. Right. Like,
so it was cooked. Right.
Yeah, it was raw. Yeah. You ate it raw. Yeah.
It was pumping the cow, exactly. And then you got it from the meat. Yeah. All right.
Is there juicing in boxing?
No, you can't. Well, I mean, I can't. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, but I mean, is it like an underground that you think that some dudes are juicing?
I mean, some may. I don't know. But the thing is, we all get tested.
Okay. But at one point, is this something that Mayweather implemented with the testing? Because I know y'all got tested before, but he's like, right. No, we need a different.
Well, he was very on it because of the Pacquiao situation. Gotcha. He really thought Pac-Man was awesome. He was high on that shit. But never tested dirty, never so.
Got you. Top five heavyweights of all time.
Top five all time, of course. I'm going no order.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're going Mike.
Uh-huh.
We're going Ali.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go ahead. We're going to go Joe Louis.
Okay.
We're going to go David Tua.
David Tua?
We're going to go David Tua.
Wow. Of all time.
I like David Tua.
Okay, that's hey.
Hey.
You ain't gonna get up and kick my ass over your choice. Like, yeah. Okay.
I'm thinking relating to my style now.
I can see that.
You know what I mean?
I can see that. Because he was very Mike-ish. Right. Too, the short.
Yeah. Yeah. And Smoking Joe.
Yeah. Smoking Joe.
Explosive.
You picked, besides Ali and Lewis, Mike, Tua, Joe. That's all.
Come forward, yeah, doghouse.
Yeah. So,
well, who would you have?
I would have Mike Tyson, but I'm biased.
Yeah,
and I like to say that.
Yeah,
I would definitely have Ali.
Mm-hmm.
I would have Larry Holmes.
Larry Holmes.
Because he defended his title 19 times.
That's true.
And that was fighting on ABC. I remember being little like Larry Holmes. I remember him whipping Tex Cobb. And I remember I used to watch boxing, so I really like See, this is where it gets tricky. I would have to give it to, I said Mike, Ali, Larry Holmes, Joe Frazier, and Joe Louis. I would give it to Joe Louis. Yeah, I would give it to Joe
Louis. It's pretty similar.
Yeah, Joe Louis. Okay. Because I have to give Larry Holmes his just due. Because before that Spinks fight, he was like, yo, the dude got like a 100-inch reach. Like Larry Holmes' arm probably long as his table.
Yeah.
And remember, he would just jab. Like, he wasn't really a knockout, but he jabbed. And what I give them credit for, at that time, they was fighting 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When Mike came and started getting a little 12 and the 10s and all that, but they was fighting 15. And then, you know, back in the Joe Louis and them days, they might fight like 30 rounds.
They fought till somebody died.
You know what I'm saying? So that. Right. But how involved are you in the other divisions?
I'm still involved. Well, let me say, since you just asked me my favorite heavyweight of all time.
Okay.
So I'm going to go for my lighter guys. One of my guys is Roy Jones, man.
Okay.
I'm a huge Roy Jones fan, man.
Yeah. I feel like Roy Jones didn't have the competition for so long.
Mm.
And then when he had the competition, he wasn't over the hill, but his best days of his dominance was behind him.
Yeah.
That's when he ran into Tarver. And I remember watching that. Yeah. I remember watching. You got any excuses tonight, Roy?
Man,
Jay Nady was the referee. Yeah. Like, I remember that. Let's say, you know, it's so funny. I yelled so much, I lost my voice. Because Roy Jones just got knocked out.
Yeah. Wow.
And this was the birth of talk. But
right.
I like Hopkins, too, man.
B-Hop,
man.
Technician.
Yeah. But I like James. I don't want James Toney to fight anymore, though. But I do like James. I like James Toney.
Right.
Sweet Pea.
Yeah, Parnett.
Sweet Pea, man.
Yeah,
we got to give it to Sweet Pea. Mm-hmm. Meldrick Taylor really won that fight against Chavez. You know, he stepped in the 12th round. He was whipping.
How do you do that?
Even Sweet Pea, when he beat Chavez, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know y'all Mexicans, don't get mad at me, but Chavez was fighting a lot of dudes that was beer drinkers. He had a padded record. He was a great fighter, though.
Yeah.
But come on, man. Cut it out with the Chavez. I really like Sweet Pea, but I like Mayweather. I think Mayweather. I was a big Shane Mosley fan.
Yeah,
I really liked Shane at one point, and then Vernon Forrest.
Vernon Forrest.
Rest in peace. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. Vernon Forrest. But then Mayorga. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ran into somebody that was like, oh,
right.
You know who I don't like as a boxer? Get mad at me. I don't care. Yeah. I never liked Oscar De La Hoya. You ain't got to say that. I just didn't like him.
Yeah.
I just didn't like him. He was a good fighter.
Fighter style or personality swag? Or
I just wanted to box. I just liked it. When he fought Trinidad, I just wanted to put on a boxing exhibition. I was like, come on, you lost, bro.
Yeah.
I just felt like he never accepted his L's. Mm. And I don't like sore losers. Like, if you win and you celebrate, because one of my favorite fighters too was what's the guy's name that fought him? His name is eluding me right now. He's he used to be around Mike. You had Zab, the Mexican. Zab, Mike. They used to call themselves top of the food chain. Zab, Mike, Mexican. I think he's from Los Angeles too. He had the Fernando Vargas.
Fernando Vargas.
He had a funny. Yeah. I like Vargas too. Fernando Vargas. But I like Julian Jackson.
Julian Jackson, the Hawk.
The Hawk. Yeah. Yo, his knockout ratio. Oh,
yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
But then he ran into Jerry McClellan.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I watch boxing. I'm telling you. I watch boxing.
I see.
My favorite fighter of all time, though, is Marvin Hagler. Marvin Hagler, because it was just that he was coming in there putting in that pain.
He came to fight.
He was coming to fight.
He came to fight.
And they was little dudes too, but because Hearns was taller than you, right?
Yeah, Hearns was lanky.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but he had that.
But he had that long stiff joint, that snap, and that was a hell of a man. That was crazy.
Living or dead, who you wish would be a good trainer for you? Besides your trainers now, no disrespect to them. Right. But who would you say, like, damn, I wish I could have got some work in with them?
Man, I would take, because the best of both worlds is Emmanuel Stewart and Customato. Yeah, wow. Rest in peace, yeah. That's like you got the best of both styles right there.
Because Manny would have had you. He loved them jabs.
Yeah, yeah.
He taught everybody a jab because they changed Klitschko. He changed Klitschko life.
Right.
Lewis. And he had Hearns. You know what I'm saying? The crunk gym. Well, I didn't know boxing gyms stink like that. I didn't know. Yeah. Like the people don't know boxing gyms stink.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you walk in there, it's not a pleasant smell. Right, it smell like
distinctive.
It got because I walked in Gleason's, it's in Brooklyn. Yep, so I went in there with them like, I ain't working out in here. Like I'm expecting like a Febreze to go off every 5 minutes. I'm like, it stink up in here. Nah, I don't feel comfortable.
Doghouse.
Yeah, it's for real. For real. How real do it get sometime in sparring and in the gym work?
You know, it varies by locations.
Gotcha.
See, here's the thing, man. You got people who don't know how to work, who just want to go in there and bang the whole time. You know what I mean? Like an actual fight. But you got to be able to work sometimes, man, where you could take stuff from it, where you learn, you know what I mean? So it depends on your sparring partners and the coaches. So whatever you want to get out of it, that's what you'll get.
We usually say
hit as hard as you want to get hit back.
Yeah.
So
could you ask Mike Tyson something for me? You could ask him in private and then we'll communicate publicly. If Mike Tyson see this, I always want to know why him and Kevin Rooney stopped working together. I don't think anybody ever asked him that, but I thought that was peak prime Mike Tyson. Because I used to hear 7-2, and I'm like, what's the numbers he's yelling? And I didn't know the numbers was the punches that he wanted him to throw.
Right.
So he wouldn't say left. He would be like 2-5, and I was like, that's amazing. So
whole chart.
Because I like stuff like that when only me and you know what's going on. Being a boxer, you're professional now.
Yeah, yes.
How tempting do you be sometime when you boxing to kick somebody in the head in the ring? Because you come from kicking the hell out of somebody. You could be with that body trying to get him to kick you.
Right. You know, in the beginning, I used to. Like, it's second nature. Certain punches get thrown, a kick coming right after But I was able to control it, fortunately. Gotcha. You know what I mean? Gotcha. But It ain't hard to snap back to it if I need to.
Got you. Would you if Dana White called you for a fight, would you take it?
Mm. it has to be a big money fight. Got you. Have to make sense. Got yeah. you. I'm not opposed to it. You know what I'm got saying? You. Business.
I want PC. Hey. PC in New York slang is give me a cut. That's what that is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. How much of your money do you have to spend or do you need sponsors to be a professional boxer?
Yeah, see, a lot of things, like, especially, so say, like, guys coming up from amateur, like, building their whole career, one of the main things, like, until you reach that level, man, is just sponsors, your endorsements. I mean, because you got to have the funding to be able to move around and do what you need to do and do your fight camps and whatnot. So that definitely plays a big role, for sure.
Do you have any sponsors now?
I'm looking for something. What's up?
Okay, yo, he's looking for sponsors. What's you know good? What I'm saying? Y'all what's got good? Because how does that work? Do they pay for your all expenses everywhere and you just got to wear their clothes? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, so basically, I mean, whatever deal y'all work out, you know, they'll shoot you a certain amount of funds. I mean, during the fight, you put whatever they company is or low, whatever, on your stuff. And, yeah, on your camp, whatever you need. And that camp, that includes, you know what I mean, your lodging, you know what I mean, your room and board, your sparring partners, whatever you need to do. You know what I mean?
So none of the top promotions came at you yet, or you just waiting?
Well, actually, right now, I'm in transition right now.
Got you.
I'm under Golden Boy.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So.
Oh, so something made sense earlier. Something clicked. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm.
Schaefer still there?
No, Richard's gone. Yeah, Richard's gone right now.
Because
so.
That's what I remember going on. I think of Richard.
Yeah, Richard.
So you're leaving Golden Boy, basically, or trying to.
We got some stuff we got to work out, or, you know what I'm saying, like, have a plan, move me, you know what I'm saying, y'all, you believe this is the next world heavyweight champ, you got to conduct it like so,
I think the public needs to see you.
More, absolutely.
You know, and this is cool. I'm glad that you on my podcast, but it's more we need to see you in the ring.
Right. Right. You know, that's the grand question. Yeah, exactly. When are you fighting?
How much training? How ready do you stay?
I mean, I'm training year round.
Yeah.
I'm
what's your fight weight?
I usually walk around. I usually go in about 245, 240.
That's what you fight as?
Yeah.
And what do you walk around as?
Yeah, usually around the same.
Oh, okay.
Whatever comes off naturally just from training comes off, but I mean, I move very well for the weight that I walk around.
Yeah,
at.
Yeah. I mean, you ain't. So you are the weight that Lennox Lewis was?
Yeah. And Lennox was what, 6'5"? Yeah. 6'6"? Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
What is your, when you get up in the morning, what do you eat?
It depends. If I train in the morning, I don't eat before training. I fast you before don't. I train. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But if not, I usually do 12 boiled eggs.
The yellow and everything?
No, I take the yolk out. Yeah, so I do 12 of the
boiled egg whites.
Yeah, yeah. Then a big ass bowl of oatmeal.
And then you go train.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is training consist of? Running, weights, cardio? Right. Like, what is
it? So it depends. Like, if during camp, I'll do 2 to 3 times a day.
Okay.
So sometimes we start at 4 a.m. and then we'll do a morning run and then go get a little nap, a little breakfast. Then we have a 10 a.m. session at the gym, boxing or whatever. Take another little break, come back that evening, and they'll either be sparring or you'll be doing strength and conditioning. So it comes down to about 3, 6, 9, you know what I'm saying, about 8 to 9 hours a day.
And how many calories do you take in? Do you count calories?
I try to get over about 6,000.
Damn.
Yeah.
And because you're training, the weight don't come.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm constantly burning. I have to put that back in or I'm going to be drained.
Yeah, yeah. So are you one of them you a calisthenic guy or you hit the weights?
I don't lift weights too much anymore.
Gotcha.
If I do, it's more like lightweight but real fast twitch, real explosive movement.
Got you.
Yeah,
got you.
More
got
so
you.
Anything that fits with my style of fighting.
Got you. Because I remember I seen Mike Curl, so I was like, yo, I wouldn't even do that.
I seen him,
and I never seen him really do the weights, but I did see him curl the Olympic bar with 245. And I was like, what the hell is wrong with him? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yo, how you get the muscles on the side right there?
The lats.
Yeah, how you do that? Like, how you get that over there?
Hey, main thing right there, you need to do them pull-ups, man.
Pull-ups, that's to give you
that's
that?
The pull-ups, yeah.
On the side, like towards it, like the stomach? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
I saw pull-ups and then for the obliques, man. You got your, you know. Your Russian twist and whatnot. Cut up that side meat right there.
Got you. Said that side meat.
That side meat.
Yeah, that side meat. What was your heaviest weight?
265.
Was that a healthy 265 or was you
No,
just...
it was healthy, but it was more like a football size. So you know what I'm saying?
You was a running back of 265?
I was moving too. I was a big dude. That's why they tried to move me to linebacker.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
So if you had to say 2 years.
Yeah.
I already told you off camera, I think Anthony Joshua is going to be gone. I think after his next big fight, if he loses, he's out of here.
Mm.
Because he, just to me, I think he has other things that he can do as far as his popularity. I thought he looked it, that's not a word. I hate when people say it, and I just said it. I thought he looked small against Ruiz. I didn't like the way he looked.
He didn't
have that statue figure that I saw against Klitschko in the first fight, because that dude was imposing to me. Right. This dude looks vulnerable and beatable.
Right.
Look kind of like timid. How would you fight him?
pressure.
Just because how do you, because when you fight and this guy has this jab, how do you?
I don't care about that jab.
Okay.
All that tall shit, I'm tall. yeah, I'm going to jab you the whole time and try to run. Yeah. I can guarantee my feet is probably quicker than everybody in the division.
Mm.
So that jab, that's cool. I'll sit there and let you play with that. And as soon as you strike, I'm already inside on you, beating up them ribs.
So would you be more of a counterpuncher, or would you take the lead?
No, I'm definitely more offensive. Okay. But see, here's the thing. I can play a lot of different ways.
Gotcha.
You know, and nobody, I don't think the world's actually seen everything that I can do yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because we don't get to see you.
Right. So.
Golden boy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's, for sure.
How would you fight Wilder?
See, Wilder. See, and Wilder doesn't throw a lot of punches.
He don't.
He doesn't.
But the ones he throw count.
That's. But honestly, man, it'll sort of be the same thing. Now, if you watch most of Wilder's fight, most of the guys are scared to get inside because they're worried about catching the right hand once they get inside. But the difference is they're not as fast as me. You know what I'm saying? To make that move and get on the inside. Mm-hmm. Everybody's getting dropped because they're standing right outside in his range.
I'm about to say, because every time he's dropped somebody with the right hand, it's been at range. It's never been. He doesn't have like a short uppercut.
Right. You know ain't no hooks, ain't no uppercuts. It's just straight right.
Yeah.
Lights out. Right. You standing that far away, you at the end of his punch. You going to sleep.
Yep.
So that, I would definitely use, my angles and my speed, my
footwork.
How
would you fight Fury?
Fury's the most elusive.
Yeah, because he's awkward as hell.
Right.
And he actually has some defensive skill.
Right. Now, I don't think he has any power, but he can move.
Yeah, he can move.
For a big man,
6'9".
Definitely got some, he got a little swag on him.
Yeah.
I don't really see that pop, my opinion.
Okay.
But, that'd be interesting. Yeah.
How would you fight Ruiz? Would that just be all body work? Cause he likes to go inside.
Yeah,
so.
And see, he don't mind banging.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So.
And he showed he could take a punch too.
Right. So, yeah.
How would you fight him?
Angles. My feet too fast.
Got you.
Yeah.
Ortiz. How would you fight Ortiz?
My good old southpaw.
Okay. So you ambidextrous?
I can fight both styles.
Damn, that's dangerous.
I can fight both styles. Dangerous in both hands.
So you would turn southpaw on him?
I could.
Wow.
That would fuck him up.
Yeah. Would you do it mid-fight or like would you go back and forth?
It depends. It depends what he giving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He will throw that straight left down the pipe.
I've seen
him do that. So, staying to that outside and working on angles. Because he got to rush it.
What about Big Baby? How would you fight him?
That's my guy, actually. We fought together in K-1.
Oh wow!
Yeah, we both kickbox same car here in Japan a bunch of different times. So.
Would you fight him? Are y'all that too cool to fight?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably, but
you better get that money.
Yeah, that's all I was about to say. Depend. Hey, what's on this contract?
Right, bro.
Yeah.
Did how did he recover from losing the opportunity of a lifetime?
Man, I don't know if he has recovered.
Okay.
To be honest, I mean that's. For anybody, if that happened to myself, that's a big blow.
Yeah.
That's a big chunk of change that you just missed out on, win, lose, or draw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Regardless of what.
Right.
Because sometimes you could lose and still be the winner.
Right. You still get that call.
You look good. Yeah,
exactly.
You look good.
So my only thing I say is I hope he just, keep his head up, stay working, stay in the gym. And when that call do come, he get in there and do what he do.
Mayweather gets called TBE. It's kind of...
It's disrespectful.
Well, that's what you're going to say, but yeah, I think it's self-proclaimed. Mm-hmm. Does he have a right to call himself TBE?
For his style. I don't...
Because he's saying the best ever.
I know.
From lightweight to bantamweight to pennyweight to I'm the best ever in boxing.
I don't agree. That's, you know, I don't agree. And maybe I'm biased because I don't like the style, but... I don't see that. And I don't know. I'm saying Ali.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And just because all the adversity, you know what I mean? Like, okay, he lost his belts, won his belts, lost his belts, won his belts. You know what I'm saying? That's adversity to overcome. You get knocked out, you got to get your ass up. Man, I got to face the world and get my ass back in here. Man, that speaks volumes of your character. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, in the era that he did that in, where we – wasn't really, you know what I'm saying?
He's twisted.
Yeah.
Black people. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, man.
Does he have a claim, though?
No, not in my opinion.
Okay. That don't mess up no Al Haymon Promotions or nothing like that, right?
No, it's all love. I had to cut this out.
Like, you done dissed Mayweather. You done blew $600 million. Damn. I was going to get my PC. Yeah.
The best ever of what? This newer generation?
Okay. No, but he's saying.
I know. I would say for the newer chip, because nobody's done what he's done in the past 10. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
So,
I don't. The one thing that I don't like about Mayweather is when Pacquiao looks like a bum, they don't say nothing about him. The minute he wins a fight, and it's like, yo, that's not fair, because we seen a dude knock Pacquiao out cold. You know what I'm saying? And what was that? They third fight. Him against who did he fight? Who was that he fought three times? I'm about to say his name.
Spanish cat.
Yeah. Damn, we getting it twisted today.
Not Marquez.
Marquez. Yeah.
Was it Marquez? Yeah, Marquez. Okay.
He knocked him out cold.
Overhead.
And we never even seen Mayweather hit the canvas.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
We haven't.
So the deal is
it's like, well, we never seen Mayweather hit the canvas. But do he actually fight to ever be in a position to get hit like that? Like, Pacquiao fights.
Yeah,
like,
but what did Mayweather say?
Hit and not get hit. That's what I'm saying. He's the best at what he do. It's like. But then, and kudos to Manny, who's 40 and still like putting it on people.
You know what I mean? I don't like. And I don't know why I don't like him as a fighter. The last guy that Pacquiao fought, I just don't.
Keith Thurman.
He did that with ease too though. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Thurman had a layoff. You know, it was a good payday for him.
Yeah, he was off for a minute.
He was off for a while because he had an injury.
Right.
How injured do you get in boxing? Is it injuries or is it nagging injuries?
I think it more so nagging the everyday wear and tear.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know I mean,
because that's what it was. See me when Manny Pacquiao was talking about his shoulder, he couldn't. Against Mayweather, I was like, come on, man. You just lost, man. Just say you took the L. I want to fight again.
Right. What did he say? Something was torn or something?
He said Mayweather's like, did he raise his arms after the fight? Okay, then. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't going to out trash talk Mayweather, though.
Nah, he got it.
He got it with that.
You sell like a mother.
If what's your favorite division?
Of course, I'm going to go with the heavyweight division. You know what I mean? Because I'm in it.
Uh-huh.
And because of that, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's really coming back right now.
Okay.
I think it's getting exciting again.
Yeah, because you know, heavyweight always was the ones with $25 million purses.
Right. You turn on HBO. Yeah, that was.
Rest in peace, HBO, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I miss Jim Lampley.
Right.
Even Larry Merchant, he didn't know what the hell he was talking about sometimes, but I liked it. I even like George Foreman smiling every two seconds after he say two things.
Yep.
How would you have fought? Let's talk about the greats. How would you have fought George Foreman?
George was a monster.
And I ain't talking about comeback George. I'm talking about big George.
Right. Not George versus Holyfield.
Nah.
But he was taking shots too and didn't go down.
Felt bad. Yeah, nah, he didn't.
Yeah. You gotta stay out of his range.
Yeah.
Or just completely close the gap.
Cause you see what he did to Joe Frazier, right?
Yeah.
He did it 9 times, right?
Man,
he knocked it down nine times. And Joe Frazier was a monster at that time.
Right.
So that was the reason why I said that because.
Right. And he was probably in Joe's head a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But he could hit.
How would you have fought Ali?
That'd have been rough because he moves so much. Like you can't get tired.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You can't chase him, and then you get worn out, and then that's bang bang, and that's when it's over.
Because it seemed like he would box you,
right?
And then when he seen the weakness in you, then he turned it on, and the fight is over.
Exactly.
But he'll box you for 17 rounds.
Yeah, yeah. You know what like I'm saying? He has some will, some mental.
How would you have fought Ernie Shavers?
Ernie was a dog.
He hit hard. Everybody say he hit hard.
Yo, yeah, I heard that from a lot of people, yo.
They say he's really the hardest puncher ever. If not Mike, they say Ernie Shavers.
I've heard that quite a few times about Ernie. Man, I'm about to clench his ass up. Get your shots off and clinch.
Yeah. How would you have fought him?
I'm going to go inside.
Okay. Regardless of what, that's your style.
We go bang. No, but see, I could bang it and get out.
Got you.
Use your feet, try to make them turn towards you.
Got you.
You know what I mean?
Got you.
It's all about the feet, using that footwork.
So the power from the punch, where does it come from? It's not the arms, right? It's the hips and the legs.
That's generated through your hips, through your core, into your fists. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. When did you realize you hit hard?
Man, in the gym, really.
Okay.
During training.
Okay.
that's when I really noticed that.
You ever been in a situation where you've been through mass sparring partners where they was like, no mas, I ain't doing this?
Yeah, where like, well, where the instructor's like, nah, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, yo, tone it down. Like, you can't spar like that.
Yeah, like, right.
I got to dumb my shit down. Am I getting my work where I got to dump? So, yeah. But then when I go into the fight and I see it, it's official. It don't take 2, 3, 4, 5. It's just one.
If you was to clean up the heavyweight division, what would be next for you? Would you just keep? Because it looked like there is nobody besides yourself that's on the cusp of greatness.
Yeah.
Like everybody else, they fought. We seeing them fight. But there is, to me, there is no heavyweight stars. There's a star, like Joshua was a star in his country.
In the UK,
He's a star, super duper star, rightly deserved.
Yeah.
He did beat Klitschko, they was ruling the division for a long time.
Right.
And I thought they was just two Herman monsters. They could fight,
mm-hmm.
but they was just so big that what the hell was you doing against them?
Frankenstein.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I said, Herman monsters, Frankenstein. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What would you do after that, like if you cleaned the division up?
Like, if I'm completely done with boxing.
Like that's what I'm saying. Do you just start fighting? Like, who do you fight after you? If you fought AJ.
Yeah.
Because, he's not going to be around. Remember this interview. He'll be out of here within the next 2 years. He'll be gone. So, if you fought Wilder, do you start fighting, some of the lesser known?
I mean, it'll have to be whoever's, coming up. If there's, another wave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's coming. Because, those really, and there's a lot of top 10 guys, man. I'll be honest, I could smoke right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know I mean? But the main people who's talked about is Wilder, Deontay, AJ, you know I mean? Now Ruiz.
Fury.
So, them five, and then, I mean.
Who's the most skilled? Let me give you his. AJ, Wilder, Ruiz, you out of here. We ain't talking about you anymore. You lost. Fury, Ortiz.
It's between Fury and Ortiz.
Mm.
Ortiz can't move like Fury move, but he's a good ass boxer. He can box.
Got you.
You know?
How old is he? We don't even know how old
he
is.
Maybe about 79.
Yeah. People say that, but besides him fighting Wilder, I think he'll whip a lot of other people ass.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Except for yours, right?
That's right.
Let's not even.
Yeah. But no, he'll clean up everybody else.
Got you.
That's for sure. I like him too, so.
What do you think about the technique that Michael Jai White was showing on?
Kimbo?
Yeah.
Oh, with the jab?
Was that real?
No, that's effective.
Okay.
And I get what he was saying because it's a shorter punch. Mm. It takes less time to get to his target.
Okay.
So I get what he was trying to show him. But, man, it's like there's so many different variations, like depending on the effect that you want to have, whether it's a snap, whether it's a pushback. I could dictate what I want your body to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, no, that was legit.
Yeah. It didn't work for Kimbo, though, unfortunately. In the street, it did, but Kimbo wasn't built for that ring. Mm-hmm. He was, but
MMA.
He wasn't. MMA, yeah.
He should have went straight to boxing first.
He should have used box, yeah. Right. Because he would have whooped some ass in some boxing.
Yeah, he wasn't afraid. He was coming.
Yeah. What's your favorite combination of punches to throw?
They go see it when it's on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know Mike was the right to the body, then the right uppercut right after that. So he would hit your body.
Fold him. Bring him down, put him up. Yeah. That's money all day.
Yo, and every time I see Mike Tyson punch, I think about him versus, what's the older guy? Why am I forgetting everything?
Not when he fought older?
Yeah, he was like, and Prodigy said, rock him in the face, stab your brain with your nose bone. That's what Mike Tyson was like. I was trying to push his,
I remember what he talking about.
Mike said some. Mike said something. It's gonna come to me after the fact. But he was an older guy. But he was a skilled fighter.
Yeah.
What's your ring talking like? Do you pop some big shit or juice?
Yeah, I don't talk.
Okay.
I'm not a talker. The bell ring and I'm on your ass.
Not in the ring. I'm talking about after the interview. Do you have like some one liners or do you have stuff that you know what I'm saying? Do you like? Because Mike was. I want to eat your children. Like,
yeah, he didn't give a fuck.
Yo. Mike Tyson had the most classic interviews ever. You know, it's sometimes I just watch them just to laugh. When he was like, if I was eloquent with you, you still look at me like I was a scumbag. Right. What makes it funny is that he uses big words correctly. So I'm like, eloquent, because I'm thinking of elegant. How this dude from Brownsville, this big dude, know what eloquent means? So you don't have none of those one-liners or anything after the fight?
Nah. I be chilling, man.
Do you have a rivalry with anybody right now that's getting on your nerves?
I don't got a rivalry, but I mean, at the end of the day, whoever got a belt, I'm coming for your ass.
Got you.
So,
what are you currently working on right now at this time?
So right now, man, definitely I want to be able to, I hope to be in the ring in the first quarter of the new year.
Okay.
So definitely no later than March. I want to have something established, be in the ring at some point. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully I get everything worked out with this current management and promotion and everybody going the same damn page and we get this fucking ball rolling, man, because it's time.
What's your YouTube?
James the Beast Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah, James the Beast Wilson on everything. Instagram, Facebook, James the Beast Wilson.
And your I watched a documentary. It was dope.
I appreciate that.
I learned a lot about you. You got millions of views too, but I learned a lot about you. And I like the way you incorporate your children in your life and your training so y'all all get to spend time together. Yeah. If one of your sons say they want to box, do you encourage it or do you say,
They can do whatever they want to do.
Okay.
My thing is like, I'll gear them up for everything. Okay. You know what I mean? For life, period. Because it ain't just about fighting, nigga. This is life, whatever you want to do. You got to be able to persevere. You got to have some shit. You got to have to overcome some adversity, man. And it's mental toughness. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to, you know, shit don't go your way. You want to quit and throw in a towel. And this is just an avenue to get them prepared for that real life situation.
What's your ring walk song?
I come out to a few different things. I come out to Pac.
Okay.
I don't came out to Muddy Waters.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? I mix it up. Yeah.
You gotta come out to Welcome to the Terror Dome one time.
Yeah,
that was Mike. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
PE.
Your ass was grabbed. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Yeah.
So we did the social media. I just wanted to make sure we plugged that. Do you have any other projects that you're working on?
Yeah. Right now, I'm in the works of doing a healthy meal program for schools.
Okay.
One thing that's for sure. A lot of the schools that's public and in the inner city with the less privileged kids, they don't get good
food
meal programs.
Trash.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Except for that pizza. The school pizza was crap. You can't find that school pizza nowhere in the world.
Right.
Where was that pizza?
That's a unique
come from?
Taste.
Yeah, like, yo, where was that coming from? I tried the Stouffer's, the pizza. I'm like, yo, that's school pizza.
Where y'all get
pizza.
This?
Yeah, that's school pizza. So,
yeah. Okay. So definitely want to take this into the schools, implement this, and giving them more of a more healthy choice, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Especially for the student athletes, you know what I'm saying? They're expected to perform on a high level. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that when you're not getting the proper nutrition. So we're creating a menu, me and Chef Sean V, down in Atlanta, creating a menu that's, we're going to introduce some vegetarian and some vegan and healthy and also make it fun. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully by sometime in the next month, we could bring this and implement this into the schools.
Dope. Are you vegetarian or vegan?
I eat everything.
Okay.
I eat meat, but I'm not opposed to eating vegan or vegetarian. Gotcha, I consume it all. Yeah.
Do you? Is it a types of meat you don't eat though?
Pork. I don't eat pork. Yeah.
I'm about to say because I'm like, damn. And he about to say, yeah, I eat from the rooter to the tuna.
No, I can't.
Like,
can't do that one.
Eating the chitlins, man. Right. Booty noodles.
No, sir.
I call those booty noodles.
The booty noodles.
Yeah. You're not doing no booty noodles. You know. How do you? Because this is what I'm fighting right now. I still got a little bit, these couple of Thanksgiving pounds on me. I'm trying to get up.
Yeah.
How do you avoid that?
Man, I'm just always working. I do a lot of cardio.
I do an hour cardio.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Every day. Yeah. I do an hour. I just. What's your favorite cardio machine?
Stairmaster.
That's what I told you.
And people hate the Stairmaster.
That's money.
Yeah. I do interval sprints sweat on like the Stairmaster.
I go to Planet Fitness and I put it on level 25 and run for like 5 minutes. And then I slow it down, slow your heart rate down, and you start running again. But they got, well, Planet Fitness, y'all ain't cutting me no checks. I said your name. I'm cutting that out. Dead serious. But I go to this other gym.
Right.
They have a machine that's like, it's almost like a Stairmaster slash elliptical slash ski machine. So you're getting the bounce of the Stairmaster, but you're getting the full stride of a ski machine. Love it. Love
full
it.
Full stride.
So you get to stretch your legs and your, I don't know the name of the machine.
Yeah.
But I do that today because I knew you was coming. I got my stuff in the bag and everything. I'm going to the gym when I leave here.
You might as well get one in with me before I'm here. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
How long you going to be here?
Till Saturday? Friday, something? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you don't mind going to PF, right? I ain't saying the name of the gym.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Because I love it. I love I love cardio personally. You know what I'm saying? I love doing cardio.
Yeah.
And it's just I go to the gym. I used to be 300 pounds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's serious.
You know what I'm saying? And I go to the gym for my mind. And it just so happened my body benefited.
Right.
But it's just like I'm in there and you know, I got my music on and I was listening to Nipsey before it was cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I got some Nipsey in there, but then Jodeci would come on right after that. So I'm not one of them
that's
type
me.
Of music. Yeah. And then, and then the OJs would come on.
Yeah.
Then DMX would come on. Yeah. And then Ja Rule would come on. Nope. Then it'll be Patti LaBelle playing. So I got like a crazy list of, you know, the music just make me feel different ways and stuff. Pre-workout or no pre-workout?
I do pre-workout.
I don't want to endorse nobody.
I go on and off, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, but what you think?
I just don't want to say nobody's I guess if we say it, they might kick us something back.
You know what I'm saying?
What's your favorite one?
It's this joint. I like Lit.
Lit AF?
That's the LIT.
No, they got Lit AF now.
Oh, they. How about you?
Nah. It's a new one. Woke AF?
Woke?
Woo.
That's the one?
You be on, you know, the beta alanine in there.
I love it. Get your crackhead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That itch. I like the itch.
See, we talking a different language.
We're
going to have a whole podcast on this one day. But that just, I don't know. It's just a feeling that I get. Yep. Only time sometimes when I'm on the pre-workout, I feel mean sometimes. Though. Like, do it make you feel like, do you feel like you're a little aggressive sometimes?
They don't make it no more. They just continued it. It was Jack 3D back in the day.
Oh,
it was
the
mid 2000s. Gotcha. Like it was that joint used to have you like dying. You ready to just
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that Ben Allen, I love it.
Yeah. Don't come in the comments talking about you. Shut up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shut up. You know what I'm saying? You do the BCAAs and everything.
Yeah, BCAAs, the glutamine. Definitely get that recovery.
I got all of that, and then I use carnitine too.
Oh, okay,
I put that inside of my pre-workout.
Okay,
that before, and then I do my cardio, and then I do, because people, I be seeing people in the gym, they be doing around the worlds, and I be like, I don't like that. I just like to do one body part.
Right.
Maybe two. Like, if I do chest, I do chest and tries, the same thing. Right. I wouldn't do chest and biceps, because then I feel like my whole front is just like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I do opposite. So if I do biceps, I do chest. I don't like shoulders, though.
Nah?
I don't, because my shoulders get big really, really fast. So, because you really use your shoulders for everything.
For everything,
you know what I'm saying? So you have to be careful.
And lightweight, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I do. And if you got to be careful, if your form on the chest is wrong, sometimes you hit your shoulders. So I'm the dude walking around the gym like, yo, you're doing that wrong.
Oh, that's you?
I'm there. Because I be seeing people about to hurt themselves. Like, yo, you're doing that wrong. I'm saying, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to do abs. I'm like, that, but that's not an ab machine. That's for your legs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're that guy.
Yeah, I'm that guy. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
Because I be seeing people lost. They keep looking. They're looking at the diagram. Yeah. They're like, this is a row. You got to do this. Right. You got to lock your arms. Yeah. And, you know, so I'm that guy. Because I don't want people to hurt themselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we definitely got to get it in there.
Oh, definitely. I love it. I got some lit AF. The B-Knox is trash, though.
B-Knox? I've tried.
C4. You might just drink a Gatorade, and I don't even drink Gatorade.
Yeah, I've tried that a few times. They don't even.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you might as well bang your head against the wall to get a better butt. I take CLA.
CLA, okay,
CLA,
yeah.
Before I go in, I take the CLA, I put the glutamine inside of my BCAAs.
Ah, okay.
I drink collagen.
Oh, so you already,
I'm literally in GNC spending like $300.
Yeah.
And it's a pro week this week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I got GNC, I got vitamin shot, I take black seed, I take omega fish oils. Yep. I drink a CMOS smoothie every day.
Mm.
Banana, 3 dates. Hemp seed, chai seed, flax seed, peanut butter, and every day. That's like a meal.
Every day.
For me. Yeah, that's a
breakfast.
Meal. Yes.
Ah, okay.
Or it might be lunch or depending on when I wake up.
Okay.
But I do this every day, and that's how I maintain my weight because I already know what I'm gonna eat.
Right.
I'm not one of them. Damn, what I'm gonna eat today? I already know what I'm.
Yeah.
It's already predetermined. Yeah, so we got give them your social media. Everything is. You on Snapchat too?
Yeah. You can follow me on all social media platforms at James the Beast Wilson, man. Make sure you know what I'm saying, check me out. Website, jamesthebeastwilson.com. Stay updated. Check out when the fight's coming up, man. Stay tuned, man. We coming for them belts, man. The next world heavyweight champ, man. It's going down.
You got some merch?
Yeah. You can go on my website, www.jamesthebeastwilson.com, man.
You ain't bring me shit, but
you know what I'm
cool.
saying?
Yeah.
I got you, though. I got you.
James the Beast Wilson is in the building. This is like one of his first interviews in New York.
First one in New York, man.
See that?
Yeah.
First one in New York. You're going to see other ones, but this was the first one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this is what it is. I'm Doggy Dimes. This is Doggy Dimes No Filter. I think we got into his boxing. I wanted to talk about boxing a lot with him. I think we covered a lot. Of course, we could talk for 5 hours.
Yeah,
and stuff
for sure.
Like that,
for sure.
I want to go to the gym now. He got me hyped.
I'm trying to find this new joint he got.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. So, Doggy Dimes No Filter. We out of here until next time.
Yeah.
All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Dimes No Filter podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Dimes. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Dimes did this.